Now we'd like to turn to Venezuela, where violent protests have filled the streets for 2 weeks now, a story that may have been overshadowed in this country somewhat by the turmoil in Ukraine. The unrest is putting a spotlight on President Nicolas Maduro and the country's economic problems. We wanted to hear more, so we've called Andrew Rosati. He's a freelance journalist based in Caracas, Venezuela, and he's with us from there now. Welcome back, Andrew. Thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you.
So what are you seeing today?
Well, today it's a lot calmer than it was yesterday. Yesterday there was big rallies here, and students try to take the highway, and what they do is often they'll try and block transit for the rest of the city in a form of peaceful protest, but that usually is met by the National Guards, and rocks get thrown, and then tear gas and rubber bullets come out, and it gets pretty ugly here, and that's what enveloped most of the eastern side of the city yesterday. At least 5 people were injured, and there's big clouds of tear gas and rubber bullets bouncing all over the east side.
Bring us up to date for people who haven't been following the situation there. What set this off? I mean, is there a common thread now between those who are protesting and people who are joining the protests and so forth?
Yeah, the whole protest movement is centered around student groups that began in the western side of the country for an attempted rape on a student on a western university campus. And that kind of spiraled to a list of grievances that are bothering the country. And then about 2 weeks ago, they got backing by a politician by the name of Leopoldo Lopez. And everyone was kind of, as participating in this protest, is blaming the government for a slew of issues like soaring crime, which started everything, sky-high inflation, shortage of basic consumer goods. And people now on the streets, what we're seeing is a big difference in message from what started the protest, and they just really want the president to step down. They want the government to be held accountable for all the problems facing the country, and they really feel, a lot of them, that the only way to solve these problems is a change of government.
Well, you know, Maduro was Hugo Chavez's handpicked successor. Is he not able to retain any of the authority or goodwill or support that Chavez had built up over time? You know, what's happened to what should have been his base?
Well, I mean, he still has a considerable base. Maduro won the election by a very slim margin, but just over, was just under 2 percentage points. And the Chavista movement and the government won the municipality elections last December by with over 50% of the popular vote for their candidates. But unlike Chavez, Maduro hasn't been able to win over a lot of the opposition forces. Chavez always succeeded in getting a lot of people in the middle ground with his charisma and the way he kind of made people laugh here and directed the country. People never really held Chavez accountable the same way they're holding accountable Nicolas Maduro. And Chavez was able to kind of blame it on its ministers or blame it on the U.S., but people don't believe Maduro anymore.
What is Maduro doing in response to this? I mean, you've mentioned that there's been obviously, you know, police, you know, military response, which is not being appreciated, you know, by the protesters. So clearly, what's been Maduro's response? What can you point us to in the next couple of weeks to sort of see how he's going to handle this?
Well, it's been, in my opinion, a lot of heavy-handed tactics in form of on behalf of the government. The government claims that the student groups and opposition circles that support them are conspiring with Colombian forces and the U.S. government to topple his 10-month-old administration. And that, in the view of a lot of people here, are ignoring that the government is ignoring what they're asking for entirely. But more recently, as the death toll has risen, there's been at least 16 people killed surrounding these protests. Is the government is saying he wants dialogue. However, the opposition don't think he's serious about it. They think the government's being disingenuous, and they have yet to accept this invitation.
Andrew Rosati is a freelance journalist based in Caracas, Venezuela, and we reached him there. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure.